الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 10 inspiring stories of the spiritual retreat i.e. itikaf dua of attar O Allah Almighty whoever reads or listens to the 14 page booklet 10 inspiring stories of the spiritual retreat Grant them the ability to perform abundant worship in Ramadan and grant him, his parents and his family entry into Jannatul Firdaus without account. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyeen Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Virtue of sending Salat upon the Prophet. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam stated, Send abundant salat upon me on the night of Friday and its day. I will be an intercessor and witness on the day of judgment for the one who does this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. I kissed the black stone. An Islamic brother of Tando Allah Yar Sindh, Pakistan mentions, I used to commit sins audaciously due to bad company and wayward friends. Going to pubs had become my daily routine. Quarrelling and provoking people, fighting and arguing without any reason were my habits. Even my family members despised me due to my spiteful and troublesome behaviour. I was surrounded by sin when fortune favoured me. And as a result of the individual efforts of an Islamic brother, I was blessed with the opportunity of taking part in the collective itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1426 AH, in accordance to 2005 CE, in my local Nurani Masjid, Tando Allah Yar, under the supervision of Dawat-e Islami. During the itikaf, the beards and blessed turbans of the Islamic brothers, their love and compassion impressed me very much. I cannot describe what I learnt in those 10 days in the company of the prophetic devotees. On the 25th night, while I was engaged in the dhikr of Allah Almighty, I fell asleep and saw myself standing before the holy Kaaba and I kissed the black stone spontaneously. I was blessed on the 27th night as well. In a state of sleepiness, I saw myself in the blessed streets of Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, gazing upon the beautiful green dome. These faith-refreshing dreams completely transformed the state of my heart. I made a firm intention to never leave this religious environment. Alhamdulillah. Due to the generosity and benevolence of my merciful Lord, I enrolled onto the Dars-e-Nizami course in Jamia al-Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, Hyderabad. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. I gave up the sin of bad company. An Islamic brother of Aurangi town, Karachi, has stated, Due to bad company, I had become modern and immoral. Fortunately, I joined the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami through the blessings of taking part in the collective itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan in my local Aqsa Masjid, Aurangi town, Karachi. Not only did I start offering salah, but also following the sunnah. I developed a habit of attending the weekly sunnah-inspiring gathering. I gave up my bad habit of watching films and dramas. Another great benefit was that I got rid of the bad company which I kept merrily for the satisfaction of my carnal self. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Spiritual reawakening. An Islamic brother of Malacca, Allahabad, UP, India, gave the following account. He attended the Sunnah-inspired gathering held in Ahmedabad, India. By the blessing of attending this gathering, he developed a passion to serve Islam. The same year, he took part in the collective itikaf held in the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1418 AH, in accordance to 1996 CE, in the Nagori Ward Masjid, Ahmedabad. under the supervision of Dawat Islami. He was extremely impressed by the company of the prophetic devotees. His passion received a tremendous spiritual boost. After the itikaf, when he returned to his ancestral village of Malacca, UP, he began to spread the religious works enthusiastically. The following year, as a representative of Dawat-e-Islami, he visited many cities and inspired countless Islamic brothers to perform itikaf. At the time of writing this account, he lives in Ahmadabad and is responsible for Dawat-e-Islami's finance committee in his area. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Comments of a 70-year-old brother. Despite reaching an old age, an Islamic brother of Garden West, Karachi, did not offer salah punctually. He used to enjoy watching films and dramas, would shave his beard and wear the latest fashionably designed clothes. At around 60 years of age, he experienced the blessings of itikaf for the first time in his life in the last 10 days of Ramadan in the company of the prophetic devotees in Kausar Masjid, Liyari, Babul Madina, Karachi. During the itikaf, an Islamic brother saw him recite a copy of the Quran which was written in the Gujarati script. He informed him that it is necessary to recite the Quran in Arabic. Otherwise, it would not be possible to recite the Arabic letters from their correct origin. The elderly man appreciated his advice. During the itikaf, he received great blessings from the prophetic devotees. He began to learn the Quran in the Madrasatul Madina for adults of Dawat-e-Islami. After a 1.5 year struggle, he managed to correct his pronunciation to some extent. Alhamdulillah, he can now recite the Holy Quran in Arabic. He began to spend the entire night in the Sunnah-inspired weekly gathering and was also blessed with the privilege of participating in the call towards righteousness once a week. Alhamdulillah, he adorned his face with a fist-length beard too. Despite having no apparent means, he was granted the honour to perform Umrah and visit the blessed city of Al-Madina Al-Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, he started to travel in the 3-day Madini Qafila every month and he began practicing more than 40 pious deeds from the 72 pious deeds. He works as an accountant in a private firm. For the last 4 years, he has been blessed with the opportunity to call people towards righteousness whilst commuting to and from work by bus in the morning and evening. Once, he had a dream in which he saw himself calling the passengers towards righteousness, and when he had finished, he saw a muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami, who he admires very much. The muballigh was sitting ahead of him and looking at him with a smile. When he saw this faith-inspiring scene, he began to cry and then he woke up. Inspired by this dream, he started calling people towards righteousness even more steadfastly. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Transliterating Quranic verses into any language other than Arabic is not permissible. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see? Sometimes a person is not reformed until he attains good company. Nowadays, many old people are seen committing various sins. Even when bedridden, they do not offer salah, do not avoid backbiting and lying, and do not repent from shaving the beard. Even in that state, they keep a TV beside their bed to watch films and dramas, and they are only interested in worldly activities after recovering from their illness. That elderly Islamic brother was very lucky indeed. He joined the religious environment during itikaf, and his life of heedlessness was transformed into an Islamic life. You heard how he used to recite the Holy Quran in Gujarati because he did not know how to recite the Holy Quran in Arabic. When a devotee of the Prophet kindly persuaded him, he began to attend the Madrasatul Madina for adults in the evening and eventually learnt to recite the Quran in Arabic to some degree. Remember, other than Arabic, it is not permissible to transliterate, i.e. to write the words of the Holy Quran in any language, for example, Gujarati, English, Hindi, etc. The Quranic verses and du'as in monthly journals and other religious books or magazines should be written in their original Arabic form. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh has stated in a detailed fatwa, to transliterate the Holy Quran into Hindi or English is an obvious distortion, and the distortion of the Holy Quran is haram because it contradicts the above mentioned restrictions. Furthermore, it will not be possible to differentiate between Sin, Sad and Tha, Qaf and Kaf, Za, Dhal and Wa. For example, Wahir means apparent, whereas Zahir means shiny or fresh. So if you write Zahir in English, how will you know whether it implies to Wahir or Zahir? The same issue arises in many other words like Tahir and Tahir, Qadir and Qadir, Sami' and Sami', Alim and Alim. So let alone the distortion of attributes and words, even actual letters will change, making the words meaningless. Religious environment at home. The days of itikaf were fast approaching in the month of Ramadan, 1426 AH, in accordance to 2005 CE. Upon meeting a 40-year-old Islamic brother from Rajouri, Jammu, Kashmir, India, a muballigh of Da'wat-e Islami tried to persuade him to attend the collective itikaf. Responding positively to the invitation, he took part in the collective itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan in the railway station masjid under the supervision of Da'wat-e Islami. He was amazed to see the religious atmosphere that the prophetic devotees had created. He decided to grow his beard and began to wear an imamah. He even started to deliver dars and speeches and created a religious environment at home, encouraging the Islamic sisters of his house to veil themselves. At present, he is the Mushavrat Nigran of his city, Rajouri. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. I kept few fasts in Ramadan. There was a brother of district Balwal, region Gulzar-e-Taiba, Sargoda, Punjab, Pakistan, who did not offer salah and was fond of the latest fashion trends. He loved watching films and dramas and enjoyed listening to music. Allah Almighty forbid, he used to keep only a few fasts in Ramadan. If someone advised him, he would turn a deaf ear to them. One day, he was going somewhere, worried about something, when he met a friend who was wearing an imamah. This friend was affiliated with the religious environment of Da'wat-e Islami. Making individual efforts, he convinced the brother to attend Da'wat-e Islami's Sunnah-inspired weekly gathering in the Jami Masjid, but he left after a short while due to satanic whispers. 2 days later, a friend of his took him to watch a film, but they had an argument, so he left him. During Ramadan, his elder brother took part in the collective itikaf organized by Da'wat-e Islami. He was fortunate to go and meet his brother there. He was impressed when he saw the prophetic devotees wearing imamas. On the eve of Eid, an Islamic brother gave his elder brother a Naat cassette and a copy of Fizan-e Sunnat. He trembled with fear when he read the chapter punishments of missing Salah. When he heard the following munajat, I supplications in a cassette, it had a profound impact on his heart. Gunahon ki aajat chura mere maula, mujhe nek insaan bana mere maula. Alhamdulillah, he was able to give up listening to music, but could not manage to offer his salah punctually. On the invitation of a prophetic devotee, he attended the sunnah-inspired weekly gathering of Dawat-e-Islami once again. But this time, he stayed till the end. After the gathering, he was very impressed by the way in which the Islamic brothers met him, and he eventually joined Dawat-e-Islami. He adorned his face with a beard and began to wear an imamah. He began to offer all five salahs with the congregation. He also joined the Honorable Qadiriyya Razaviyya Spiritual Order and became a follower of the Crown of the Saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh. At the time of writing this statement, he has a responsibility in a Zaili Mushawarat of Dawat-e-Islami. In addition to delivering a dars regularly, he has also been blessed with the opportunity of trying to memorize the Holy Quran in a Madrasatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Relief from back pain. A Muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami gave the following account. Through the blessings of individual efforts, my cousin, a mill owner from Defence View, Karachi, Pakistan, made the intention of taking part in the collective itikaf in Ramadan that was due to take place under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami. He mentioned that he had been suffering from intense back pain for a long time. He visited numerous doctors and specialists and tried their prescribed medicines, but there was no relief. He was worried as to how he would be able to perform itikaf for 10 days. Nevertheless, during itikaf, he would try to sit by leaning against a wall. He was used to sleeping on a comfortable mattress, but they were encouraged in itikaf to sleep on a mat on the floor, in accordance with the blessed sunnah. This was extremely difficult for him, but there was no other option. Alhamdulillah, after just a few days of sleeping according to the sunnah, he felt that his back pain had reduced considerably. The pain was then relieved completely. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. New Year celebrations. In Jodhpur, Rajasthan, India, there was a 28-year-old photographer who had a keenness for attending shameless New Year parties on the 31st of December, even travelling as far as Mumbai to attend such parties. Fortunately, with the grace of Allah Almighty, in the last 10 days of Ramadan 1426 AH, in accordance to 2005 CE, he was blessed with the privilege of taking part in the collective itikaf with the prophetic devotees in a masjid in Udaipur, Rajasthan, India, under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami. The sunnah-inspired learning sessions, inspiring speeches and heart-rending du'as had an overwhelming effect on him. He repented of his previous sins, quit photography and began to regularly wake up other Muslims for Fajr Salah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. We should be mindful of the Islamic year. Dear Islamic brothers, instead of welcoming the new year in January, Muslims should enthusiastically welcome the new Islamic year according to the Hijri calendar. Alhamdulillah, the Islamic new year begins on the 1st of Muharram. If possible, promote the tradition of congratulating each other in Muharram upon the arrival of the new Islamic year. Blessings of the company of the prophetic devotees. Before becoming affiliated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, an Islamic brother of Balwal, Sargodha, Punjab, Pakistan, was clean-shaven, had drifted away from the path of the Sunnah, and was living his life in heedlessness. During the blessed month of Ramadan, one day, whilst he was sitting in his room, his father told his younger brother that collective itikaf is going to be held in Jami Masjid Khawajgan in the last 10 days of Ramadan under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami, and that he should go quickly, otherwise he will not get a place in the first row. Listening to what his father said, the elder brother also became eager to go and see the prophetic devotees. That day, he offered Isha Salah along with Taraweeh Salah in the same masjid. After the Taraweeh Salah, a naat of Haji Mushtaq Rahmatullahi Alayhi was played on a cassette player, which he enjoyed very much. On the second day, he went again, and as it was Thursday, the sunnah-inspired weekly gathering had begun. This was the first time he attended. He felt complete peace and tranquility during the gathering. When he went again the next day, the cassette of the speech entitled The Perils of Music was being played. The speech made him tremble with fear because it pointed out blasphemous songs that had become common. He had also committed the sin of singing blasphemous songs. So he repented and renewed his faith. As the activities of itikaf had a profound effect on his heart, he decided to do itikaf for the remaining days. During the itikaf, he read the sunan and etiquettes of growing the hair in Fizane Sunnat. So he also intended to grow his hair according to the sunnah. In the gathering of dhikr and naat on the 26th of Ramadan, he made an intention to grow his beard. He also became a disciple of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. He learnt the words of Salatu Salam during the itikaf. When he returned home, he threw away his TV along with more than 100 song cassettes. Presently, alhamdulillah, he has the responsibility of Madani Qafila at division level. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, avoid watching and listening to songs and films and protect your faith. There are many songs that contain blasphemous statements. Please read the booklet of Maktabatul Madina entitled Gano Ke 35 Kufriya Ash'ar. Closure of business of substandard spices. An Islamic brother of Ranchor Puri Road, Bhimpura, Karachi, was once so distanced from Salah that he did not even offer Friday Salah. Fortunately, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1425 AH, in accordance to 2004 CE, he was blessed with the privilege of joining the collective itikaf with the prophetic devotees in the Gulzare Madina Masjid, Agra Taj Colony, under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami. The blessed company of the prophetic devotees transformed him completely within 10 days. Alhamdulillah, he learnt the method of Salah to some extent and began to offer all five Salahs with the congregation. He also became a murid of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi alayh. By the grace of Allah Almighty, he developed such a strong religious mindset that he was successful in trying to practice more than 63 of the 72 pious deeds. He developed a habit of regularly reading the booklets published by Maktabatul Madina. Additionally, by the blessing of itikaf, he left his sinful business of selling adulterated spices throughout Sindh. He had around 44 employees in his herbs and spices factory. He closed the factory because it was a very difficult time, and running the business of pure herbs and spices honestly on a large scale is very difficult in today's competitive environment. even though it is permissible in some cases to sell adulterated goods after making it clear to the seller, who will purchase them after coming to know of this. Who cares about the health of Muslims these days? The only thing people care about is money, regardless if it comes from a halal source or, Allah Almighty forbid, a haram one. Anyhow, through the blessings of spending time in the company of the prophetic devotees, he started a lawful business. Alhamdulillah, by the blessings of the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, he developed a habit of offering salah in the first row of the masjid, as well as offering the nafal salah of Ishraq, Chasht, Awabin and Tahajjud. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. O Lord of Mustafa, accept the itikaf of every Muslim. O Allah Almighty, for the sake of the sincere observers of itikaf, forgive us without accountability. O Allah Almighty, grant us steadfastness in the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Almighty, make us sincere devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O Allah Almighty, forgive the Ummah of the Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.